Stop the Violent Movement's Self-Destruction was written partially in response to Scott LaRock's death. Scott LaRock was killed on this day. He was producer for Boogie Down Productions, died on this day. On this day in history, August 27th, a very influential figure in our world of hip-hop and culture in America. So we start off our day in history on this August the 27th with that theme. But this is a day that has interesting juxtapositions in our history. One of them hit me was, looking through this day in history, was on this day in 1859, petroleum was discovered in Titusville, Pennsylvania, and became the world's first commercially successful oil well. And on this day in 1921, the British installed King Faisal I in Iraq on this day in 1929. Now, they're tied together by oil and lots of other things. So when you think about this day in history and these two dates, petroleum, which built the Industrial Revolution, whose money came originally because it was built on the backs of slavery, and that slave money built the hundreds of millions of dollars that built the Industrial Revolution. Then the Industrial Revolution exploded onto the world in large part because of coal, but in larger part because of the discovery of oil in 1859. And that discovery of oil is directly linked to what happened in World War I when the Ottoman Turks were defeated and all the empire they had built, part of that empire was what is today's Arab world. And the British installed, the British, the French, the Americans installed their people, their allies, into power, King Faisal being that ally, into power in Iraq, beginning the installation of these kind of dominant rulers in the Arab world. And they're all really connected. So on this day, 1859 and 1921 are these two dates. And also, an interesting juxtaposition, for me anyway, on this day, are the deaths of two men who are hugely influential, not just in the African world and in the black world, but in the world period. On this day in 1963, William Edward Bogart Du Bois died in Accra, in Ghana. On this day in 1963, and in 1975, one of the great historical figures died, Haile Selassie, who died a year after being overthrown, who was the heir to a 3,000-year-old monarchy in Ethiopia, one of the only nations in the continent of Africa not to be colonized and to be independent from that day forward, 3,000 years ago to today. So those two things happened on the stage, I think, are interesting kind of juxtapositions about things that happen in our history and what they might mean. And it was on this day that Garrett Augustus Morgan Sr. died. Who was that? Well, he's a very interesting character in American history. He was an inventor. He was the son. He was born enslaved. What he did was invent things that we just take for granted. He was the man who created the first gas mask in the United States of America. His gas mask was made in 1912, and when he donned this mask, it first happened when he dove down into the bottom of one of the Great Lakes, stayed there for hours rescuing people and things that had crashed, brought them up and showed it could work. He would put this mask on, easily any mask he used, and walk into buildings on fire with sulfuric acid on purpose to walk out and show the power of his mask. He's also the man who gave you the conch. He developed hair straightening that gave you the conch as well. So he also developed that traffic light. Did you stop? He's the man who developed the automatic system that changed those lights. So a very interesting character and died on this day. So we celebrate him. And finally, before we leave this day in history, let me give you we just found out. Actually, Papa Wabe sent me a note on this just now, that William Greaves passed away, one of the great African-American, one of the great American documentarians who did pieces on Muhammad Ali and did pieces on the Civil Rights Movement and on many pieces of American life. He studied in the Actors Studio Theater with all the greats, Marlon Brando and those guys in 1948, and was an interesting character. Died at 87, just passed away, so we remember him on this day. And that is our – oh, we should – guess one more quick thing we should put in here before we go into our program. This is the day in 2008 that then-Senator Barack Obama was nominated for president of the United States at the Democratic National Convention in Denver that I covered. So that's this day in history, August the 27th. For the rest of this day in history, please go to steinershow.org. It's all right there.